Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Guys, fuck. Oh, man. So today is a really awesome, cool, and special episode. Because, as they say, history repeats itself. And it repeats itself in different ways, in different kinds of manners. And in one of those ways, historically, at times, we used to every once in a while have Connery on the podcast, and Connery is back virtually.
Woo. Woo. I'm an official virtual guest. The first of official virtual
the
guest.
The first virtual guest filling the void that has been created by Veronica Slavikoska. We are not mad at her, but she is upstate and she is she's on a movie, man. She's really living her Hollywood dream. She's really living her Hollywood dream. And, you know, we're just so excited to be able to continue this journey with, we've got producer Zach in-house. We've got, we've got post-production producer and sort of macro producer Connery. He's here on my laptop on the right. So I'm going to be looking over at him like this.
I be looking over at you like this?
No, you should not.
Okay.
But that would maybe actually.
Oh, we really should have set this up.
Don't do that. Just like you're looking at me.
All right. I'm looking at you and Zach.
And we're just doing it, you guys. We're just here. And
we're really.
It's the boy cast takeover, as we've said in the past.
Yeah. Producer cast now. We got two producers on the podcast.
The producer cast, boy cast. You know what
it's our time, Z. It's our time, Zach.
That's right.
It's our time. So I was just saying to my good friend Connery here, Connery was speaking very rudely to Siri.
And I don't think it was rude.
It was
rude,
Connery. You said, Siri, turn off the AC.
It was concise. It was unemotional.
Yeah.
I think it was actually more considerate for me to talk to her like that, considering I was using her language.
You think
you know what I mean? Like I was when in Rome.
She doesn't say please and thank you, does she?
No. Men in Rome, you know?
I don't know. I don't use Siri that often.
I don't want her to.
All I know is
I've been arguing with ChatGPT a bunch this week because A, it's been hallucinating like crazy. And B, it really like gives me information it thinks I want.
Wait, hallucinating how? What do you mean by that?
Like when an AI hallucinates, it sort of just like gives you what it thinks. It like makes stuff up. So yes. If I'm like, hey, give me a fact about this.
Yeah.
It'll be like, oh, totally. So here's and it'll just give, because it's a language model. It's just like, it's not actually, it can research and it can do those things. But oftentimes it's just like, what's the most probable next word? And then it just gives me gobbledygook where I'm like, I can't trust you for anything.
Yeah.
Like genuinely, like important information. I was like, You're giving me garbage. I had to be mean to it a little bit.
I do find that to be the case often, where I have to be like, that's actually not right.
Yeah,
sometimes
when you're correcting it, are you teaching the shit?
You are. I think
like
so.
Like you're getting it, you're giving it.
Sometimes it will be like math that it gets wrong.
Exactly. Which I'm like, that's your realm, bro.
Yeah.
It's like,
you're a computer, bro.
Yeah, yeah you're all binaries, bro.
No, but I'm very sweet and nice to ChatGPT.
There was an article that came out, I remember like midway through this year, maybe early of this year, where it was like, if it will help if you're nice to the machine, because
really?
It will, because it's like, it's a language model. So it's responding in a probability way. And it knows that like you'll get a better answer if somebody is nice. This is a bad paraphrase of this, but also that's exactly what a ChatGPT article would write.
Yeah, it would.
You know what's interesting about ChatGPT doing math is computers, right? They
here we go.
No, computers.
And we're already in.
Computers. Well, I don't want to speak out of my depth here because
no,
we're
please do.
This is being
we're three
broadcast.
Guys on a podcast.
This
that's
is
exactly
being broadcast.
This is a live broadcast.
But I've computers.
Zach, you know this isn't a live broadcast, right?
No, but this is gonna be shared, and that's why I don't want to even speak on what I'm about to say. Like people are like, there's no reason why anyone should listen to what I'm about to say. But I'm now interested because you guys are talking about ChatGPT, and I'm like, wait, computers. Were computers not built to do like calculations initially? What were they?
Correct.
So then it's
binary
interesting
calculations.
That the AI. Sorry, I'm speaking over you because I can't hear you very well. But, but it's interesting that the ChatGPT stuff, they're doing math based on like training. It's not based on actual mathematical.
No.
But it's interesting because the shit does run off math on some level. So like the this is probably something people have spoken about. But it
no,
is
you're right.
Weird.
It's like it's weird because it's not a mathematical like thing. It's
but
a
it's
language
using
model,
math.
But it's using math.
But it also doesn't.
It's
have,
using math to like replicate the language of math.
Correct.
It's just
using
funny.
Binary. Yeah, all computation is binary.
But doesn't it have a like deep research function or model?
Now. So now it's like general, which is what GPT is, general something, general intelligence or whatever, where it's like
GPT,
able to sort of like
right?
pull from. Yeah, what's the GPT stand for? General processing.
Generative pre-trained transformer.
Whoa, that was so wrong.
yeah, you were
I'm
not
hallucinating.
Close.
I am the ChatGPT hallucinating. Which I guess makes it more endearing, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's getting it wrong. I get it wrong. We're just learning, you know?
Either way, man.
And it's learning at a rapid pace.
All I say is be nice. Man. Be nice to it.
That's fair.
Just
That's
in
fair.
Case. It's like the kid at school that you're like.
Yeah, you got to be a little extra
nice
to him. Just in case.
I'm going to be nice to that guy.
That was you, right?
What?
Yeah. In high school?
Everyone was super nice to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, everyone was really nice to me.
Yeah.
It was awesome. Mm-hmm. We watched Harold and Maude last night.
Okay.
You've seen it?
No.
You haven't?
No.
You would love it, I think.
Okay.
But there's, you know, basically it's about this kid, Harold. He's like 20 maybe. And
I thought he was 10 at the beginning of the movie.
He does. He's
he
got
looks
like a weird
like,
sort
that's
of
an
like,
issue.
He could be young. And then he starts talking and you're like, this guy's older than that. And, you know, the movie starts, I kind of don't even want to spoil it. I feel like you should just watch it.
I'll watch it for sure.
But basically, on my letterbox. The shortest way and what it says online often is that he's a 20-year-old that's obsessed with death. Mm. And he meets this 79-year-old woman, Maude, who is obsessed with life. Like she is... I read somewhere someone said that he is life obsessed with death and she's death obsessed with life.
Right.
Knows that she's going to die, so she like lives her life to the fullest.
Is this a comedy or a dramedy?
It is.
Dark comedy?
It's a dark rom-com is what I would say.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Was not expecting the latter half of that.
Dark rom-com.
Genre specification. Interesting.
But anyway, I go to chat to kind of get like a little bit of clarity on... what happens, not what happens, but like what certain things
interpretations
mean and interpretations. And it was busted. It had no idea what it was talking about.
Dude, that's what I'm saying though. It can't give you answers about life and death. That's the very thing that it has no real ability to understand.
But can't it scan like Rotten Tomatoes reviews?
But it
like,
did. Does it that's not? The thing. It didn't even do that. It didn't do like Reddit or anything like that. It didn't do any sort of shit about this movie. Mm-hmm. Where I was just trying to get a sense of, because there's this stuff that, I really don't want to spoil it.
No, we can't even talk
no,
about it.
No, it's okay.
It.
But I want you to
wait,
watch
it. Wait, did both
it.
Of you watch it?
Yeah, we both watched it.
Okay.
Shit, man. It feels like a
no,
movie you
okay.
would have seen.
I know the name, Harold and Maude.
Basically, there's a lot of things that happen in the movie, and you're like, is this, and the way it's portrayed seems very realistic, and you're like, oh, okay, this thing is happening.
But is it like it's a case of like whether or not it's symbolic or not?
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
But
right,
like
right, right.
The result of what he does is not the result that should come with his action. If that makes sense,
okay.
Without spoiling anything.
Yeah, that's good. That was a good workaround.
I don't even know what you mean, to be honest.
Really?
It's so good that somebody who watched the movie doesn't know.
Well, he's like, you know, yes, you do. You know what I mean?
All right.
Zach, right? You really should be on camera, bro.
I know, but I'm not. I'm a floating head. He's voice.
Constantly, no, you're not.
You know, doing that thing.
He's doing that thing.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Whoa.
But what? The way that it happens,
yeah.
I don't know. It's just, it's.
If
it's,
only we could talk about it, man, but unfortunately we can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all.
We really want to talk about it, though.
This is great podcasting.
It's all malarkey, man.
Dude, I've been deep into my like third rewatch of Twin Peaks, the original two seasons.
Yeah.
And don't even get me started on ChatGPT trying to understand all that.
Trying to help you understand some stuff.
Yeah. I go, wait, who is Agent Cooper?
I haven't seen the show actually.
Who is Bob?
Yeah, wait, why is Bob so mean?
Well, Bob is actually da, 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 da. Yeah, the thing, I don't know. That's Bob.
Well, you sent me something, or I sent you something recently that I had run through chat, and Michael is trying to call me right now. Do you guys want Michael on the podcast? No, dude. I sent you something that I had run through chat just to sort of summarize, and you immediately, I had even done the like human pass.
Yeah.
Where I had done the, I take it out of chat, I make it my own, whatever. And you, even then, you still called me out on it.
Michael's now trying to call me.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Save big during Labor Day at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances. Plus, buy more to get up to an additional 20% off. Shop even more savings with 3 Stay Green 1 cubic foot vegetable and flower garden soil bags for $10. This Labor Day, take care of your home for less at Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
He's in an emergency situation.
Do you want to text him?
I am.
Yeah.
And just tell him that we're on and see if he's okay.
Yeah. See if he's all right. I like that Zach is like sort of more.
Zach, why do you have Judy Hopps pulled up on your computer?
I have Zootopia 2 trailer pulled up.
Jeepers.
Wait.
Bro.
There's a second one?
Yes.
Yeah.
Connery, can we watch the trailer or will that be. That's got to be some copyright shit.
It would definitely be copyrighted. I will say this. There's some. People are going kind of crazy for some of those.
Okay, wait.
Characters.
Actually, you probably have to cut this out, but he needs to know Veronica's parents' address ASAP. Very crucial timing is what Michael's saying.
Why ASAP?
I don't know, but you can cut this
He's
out.
He's there right now.
Musadong. Musadong.
So that's us coming back from...
Smooth ad transition, bro.
From getting Veronica's parents' address.
Urgent. Urgent request.
Very urgent. He could not wait a single minute.
Michael really is just is who he is.
Yeah.
The way he texted in the group chat for the wedding was really killing me.
So, you know, I just was upstate because Veronica's starting this movie, you know?
Yeah.
We went to a county fair up there. It's called the Ulster County Fair. When was the last time you went to some sort of like classic fair? Kind of like, not middle of nowhere, but you know what I mean? Like small town fair.
I don't think I've ever been to one. Barry had this thing called Kempenfest, which is going on right now as we record this. Kempenfest, because Barry's on Kempenfelt Bay.
Okay.
So it has Kempenfest. And it had like fair-ish vibes downtown.
Rides. This is like Barry's Flognaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. Good reference.
Yeah.
Because it's got concerts, right?
Yeah, it does. It was like when my band got to play Kempenfest, it was like, ooh, because there was like an indie stage with like,
hell yeah,
cool Southern Ontario indie bands. So we got to open for Zeus, classic Barrie indie band.
I love them, bro.
Dude. But yeah, I've never been to like a county fair.
Okay. So something that I think I learned, and maybe you can do some research as I'm saying this, Mr. Zach. But, you know, traditionally, I thought that going to these things, the guys that are like running the games there, like I never really understood like the sort of mechanics and, like the structure of these things. So basically, to my knowledge, the fair happens. There's the Ulster County Fair. You, as a vendor, can come and pay your fee to be a vendor at the fair and run whatever thing it is that you're running, whether it is the ring toss, the little wire. You ever seen those games where there's like the spinning wire and you have to try to move the ring down the spinning wire to get to the bottom, win a prize, the basketball hoop thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that these were all people working for one company and that they're just hired there getting like an hourly wage to do this thing. What I think might actually be the case is that these guys travel around to different fairs with this thing that they've like invested in, basically this booth.
Yeah. Yeah.
That they can come and just like drop off.
Independent contractors.
Yeah. Right. And then they're kind of like, less independent contractors and more
dependent
business owners.
Business contractors.
Like small business entrepreneurs, really.
Truly. And they're running these games as they please. They're able to set their prices.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, all of this.
Do you think that they're, and Z-Man, maybe you can correct us on this, but do you think that they're paying for a spot or is the city paying for them to be there?
Like, and they all like travel together?
Right, like the carnies all have like a little
carriage. Because here's the thing. One guy that was working at one of the booths was incredibly nice. I mean, he had no front teeth and his hair was like slicked back, like wet, slicked back.
Yeah, yeah.
Seems like he'd spent the last week only in the sun, just like basking in sun.
Classic like carny vibes.
Just
like
really, a character. But so kind. Let us play like extra turns on the thing for free. And you know, he's like, all right, you got two left. And I was like, no, I think I have one. Like I've already done two. And he said, well, when the guy behind the counter says, or when the guy running the game says you've got two left, you got two left.
Great line.
I'm like, okay, good guy. Like this guy's good. He showed us how to do it, like how to win. He was just all around great.
Right. Good business owner. Good entrepreneur.
Great business owner. And so that's the type of thing that makes me think, okay, these guys are hired. It doesn't matter to them how much money they make. It doesn't matter to them how many prizes like get left or get given away. Like these guys are just here earning a wage based on their hourly work. And there was this other guy at the balloon dart pop thing.
Ooh, I don't trust him.
Who hustled me. He really tricked me. And Veronica and Jack were like very well aware of what was happening. And I guess I wasn't as aware. I just kind of trusted him a little more.
Right.
And he comes over and he's like, yeah, like special. If you guys both play, I'll give her the darts for free. And you pay for the darts. So you're getting two for the price of one. And like whatever she wins and whatever you win, we'll just like combo together to get like a bigger prize. And I was like, okay, sounds good. We throw our three darts. We all hit, both of us hit all three of our balloons and we pop. And he's like, all right, large. Like at this point, he was just starting to make shit up. It sounded like he's like, large prize. Now, because I like you, I'll give you one more dart. And if you hit this one, you get like another level up prize with just one dart. You don't even need to use all three. It's a $10 value, and I'll give one to you and one to the girl. And I'm like, okay, cool. And then I throw, we both pop, and he's like, extra large prize. And he's like, okay.
Extra large prize.
And he's like, all right, again. He's like, I'll give it to her for free. And he, you know, he's saying these things like this. He's like, one for her, one for you. It's a $10 value. He keeps saying it's a $10 value. When right. like the first three darts was $10.
Okay, right? Okay, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he's giving me one dart.
Dude, Zach, can you just make, can you just chat GPT all this math for us
now,
just to make sure we're
yeah, I guess.
Saying that Thanks. It's a one or it's a $10 dart.
Yeah.
But the way that he's saying it to me, I'm not understanding that what he means is, okay,
it'll be $10.
Another $10 for this dart. And if you get it, you get the next level prize up. I keep going.
You're just going 60, 70 bucks, 80 bucks.
It got up to $80 to get essentially this, yeah. but Sonic.
Which...
Sounds
which we have right there.
Which is pretty good. Wait, can we see?
Yeah, let me get Sonic-y.
Because that sounds pretty good.
Sounds worth it.
$80.
It was basically $80 for this.
That was the one?
No, this Holy. Isn't the one.
Oh, that's not it.
This isn't it.
Okay.
But
how
it
big
was
it?
It was basically this. Okay?
Ouch.
$80. He's... I was like, dude, I don't have cash. And he's like, we take card. Or actually, before we even started, I was like, I don't have any cash. And he's like, okay, well, we take card. And I was like, all right, well, let's do that then. So I give him my card. He's got my card already. And so at the end of it, he's like, okay, so it's $80 plus we got to charge $2 for the transaction fee of using the card.
Of course.
So $82.
So it's $82. And I was like, dude, you did not, like, this is fully you hustled me. And he's like charging it. He's like typing it out on his phone, like about to tap it.
Yeah.
It didn't go through. And so he's like, oh, I got to do two separate transactions and types up 42. And now he's about to charge me $84.
I was going
to
say 42 and 42. Yeah.
42 hits. And then he tries to do it again. And I get a text from Chase being like, fraud alert.
They're like, hey, did you get scammed at a balloon popping?
He goes like this. He goes, oh, it's probably your bank blocking it. Did you get like a fraud text? Just check and say yes. Like that it was you. I look at my phone. I do have the text. And I was like, bro, I don't have any service out here. Like, I don't know what to tell you.
Ooh, a little return hustle.
Yeah. And then I was like, you know what? Let's just do the smaller prize. And he's like, okay. Like, you just want the smaller one? And I was like, yep. And we pick out this little lizard thing that was whack as hell. Stupid lizard. But for $40, why I was under the impression like, okay, this guy just like runs this.
That sounds like a classic carny guy. That sounds like a classic like old school carnival hustler, you know?
He hustled me for sure.
Brutal. Zach, you got any additional information?
He's got a picture of Luke the stupid lizard pulled up on his computer.
What a little behind the scenes, anytime that Zach produces the pod, I'll just randomly start getting text messages from Zach and I'll be like, oh, I'll get a little excited. I'll be like, oh, Zach's texting me. I wonder what that's all about.
It's just a bunch of pictures.
And I'll be like, what is this referencing? What's this joke he's making? Like, why do I have a picture of like Robin Williams, Billy Crystal, Chevy Chase? Like, should I understand this picture? And then I'll realize it'll click in too late that he's just sending me stuff for our job.
George Shrinks.
You're like, oh. George.
Well, that was the one that got me really excited because I was like, oh, heck yes. Finally, I get to talk about one of my favorite childhood shows. Can't believe you know about George Shrinks. He's like, it's for the pod.
I think that was the first time sinks. I ever did it. And that's probably part of why.
Yeah, that is. You sent me like five or six pictures of George Shrinks out of nowhere.
Because I love those pictures of George Shrinks, the like painted ones.
The ones from the book.
Yes, I really
yeah,
like
yeah,
them.
Yeah.
I like the one of him with the spoon so much.
Can you look up if it's the same guy that illustrated Zathura?
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything.
Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Because you sent me those pictures, and I was like, there's a childhood book that I loved growing up called The Mysterious Pictures of Henry Burdick. I believe it is.
You want me to look that up as well?
Look up that first. Look up The Mysterious Pictures of Henry Burdick or Harry Burdick. I think it's Henry Burdick. I always get this confused. But it's just like illustrator. He's the guy that did Jumanji.
Yo, Skinny Dip with Elizabeth Burdick?
Yo, Connery, what were you looking at?
No.
I actually can't find what you're talking about. Harry?
Just look up Dick. Hey, how about this? How about you look up Zathura and Jumanji, and that's the author. It's one of his books. But this dude was like an incredible illustrator.
I can't believe that's the same author, first of all. Because yeah. I've seen Zathura, and I was like, oh, this is like Space Jumanji.
Yeah, it's the same author.
He just took Jumanji and then put it in space.
Yeah, basically, yeah.
And he's alive. He's alive to hear us critique him, too.
It's a Hollywood secret that they won't tell you, is that when you have a movie idea... and you've already done it.
This is from the book you're reading about screenwriting.
That's right. The next thing that you do is you just take it to space.
The Mysteries of Harris Burdick.
Harris Burdick.
Verdict.
No. That's confusing. I always have to do that with my last name. My last name is Valentine. They say Valentine. I go B as in boy.
Okay. It is the same illustrator, Chris Van Allsburg.
Van Allsburg. Wait, it's the same illustrator as the guy that did George Shrinks? That's the full circle here. That's what we got to figure out. But
did not write or illustrate George Shrinks. It was written and illustrated by William Joyce.
William Joyce. Okay, right.
He's James Joyce's nephew.
Actually?
No, I'm just kidding.
What was that one book, children's book? Zach, you need to start looking this up for me immediately.
Okay.
It was like...
Good guess.
I want to say his name was... Alexander
Stinky Cheese Man.
No, it's like Alexander's Awful Day. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Alexander and the Terrible, Horrible, No Good, Very Bad.
No Good, Very Bad Day. Yeah. Oh, there's some like Scholastic Book Fair memories flooding back right now.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How I woke up today.
What a book.
This is good. This is good. Us talking about books that we like. I do have an anecdote really quickly for anybody that wants like a really weird, like trippy book recommendation for their kids or for themselves. The mysterious pictures of Harris Burdick, right?
Harris Burdick.
That picture book is awesome. It's a bunch of these weird little illustrations with single lines underneath. And the story that goes with the book is that it's like you... Basically, like the author of the book found these illustrations behind a mirror, like in an old house. And then he's just like publishing these pictures as like a sort of like way of like presenting these photographs to somebody if they know who made the pictures. But they're all these like eerie, this is like one of those things that was like burned into my memory as a kid. And it's still very influential to me. There are these odd, like, single panel pictures that are very mysterious and interesting. And you guys should both read that book.
I'll check it out. What?
What's that guy's name? The photographer?
Who? Krutzeny?
They're very Krutzeny. Very Krutzeny drawings, yeah.
Very Krutzeny?
Krutzeny.
Wait, is this like the Russian photographer?
No, it's our joke, man. About Michael. But
okay.
Gregory Krutzeny.
You know Gregory Crutzen. I've showed you. If you don't
know
him on your own.
Yeah.
Very Crutzen-y.
But these are cool drawings.
They're really interesting. We'll throw them up. We'll throw them up for people.
Very Crutzen.
They were presented to me when I was younger as like a way of like you get a drawing and then you have to write the full story.
Yeah.
You have to like expand out the story, you know, what's going on in this photograph.
I like that.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool exercise.
And what's the author's name?
Chris Van Allsburg.
Van Allsburg. Mark.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
Van Allsburg.
Great. But, riveting. Sorry to derail.
He only wrote a little bit. The guy just drew all these pictures and he would write like one line and then he's like, yeah, I'm the author of this.
Yeah, he's,
is that how it worked or no?
Yeah, so you're seeing it more as like he sort of like half wrote everything.
Yeah, I mean, are they like poems or something? Like I'm seeing the piece.
Yeah, describe the piece.
I'm gonna describe this piece.
Yeah,
I'm seeing just dessert. She lowered the knife, and it grew even brighter. And whoa. Then, like, there's this drawing of a woman cutting a pumpkin. I'm like, damn. Did, like, whose name is on the cover of this? Is it the guy who
Chris
wrote
Van Allsburg.
Like, he did illustrate? Is what we're saying?
He did also illustrate.
Oh, he did both.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm so stupid.
That's what
dude.
I was saying. I'm like, what are you talking about?
I thought that there was a separate author.
No.
No, that's that's like the fictional story, the presentation of the book.
I'm an idiot.
You're not an idiot, man.
I'm an idiot.
Dude, don't beat yourself up so hard, man.
Because you would imagine that would be funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would.
If he was the author, he's like, yeah, I wrote this.
He's like, well, this is mine, basically. He like Rick Rubin'd it. He just kind of like curated the vibe for them. And then
he basically,
like,
he Instagram archive curated it.
Yeah. Mm. And he's like, well.
I wrote the caption.
I made this.
Like, yeah, she lowered the knife and it did get brighter.
Yeah. I made this.
Oh, so he's a generational talent, this guy, actually.
Big time.
I don't mean to take anything away from him.
He's Jumanji. Still alive. He could be listening right now.
Chris Van Allsburg.
Yeah, I think he's a listener.
I think he is.
I think he's
it
on the
does
Patreon.
Sound like it does sound like a Patreon name.
He's on the Patreon, Chris Van Allsburg.
Wow. Yeah. What an interesting guy, this guy. Wait a second, guys. Wait.
What?
Never mind, dude. I'm not even going to ask.
What?
Because I'm thinking like, nah, like what?
What? Just say
Oh, he didn't do George Shrinks. That's right. All right. I'm all up.
He didn't do George Shrinks. This is
where we,
yeah.
I'll tell you something that's kind of, we were talking about, I think you mentioned this recently, Zach, that kind of blew my mind. All of the difference between, shit. Now I can't even think of his name. God damn it. Tim Burton.
Tim Burton, the director of all the animated stuff.
And then the other guy.
What's the guy's name? I forget. You know him.
You were talking about the fact that Tim Burton didn't direct, like.
Tim Burton has nothing to do with, like, Coraline.
Well, he
exactly,
does.
Yeah.
I think he's made his story, right? Or no, did he not do it at all?
Go look.
Because Nightmare Before Christmas is his story, but he didn't direct it.
Exactly. Nightmare Before Christmas is always associated, but it's Tim Burton presents Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, yeah, you might be right.
And Coraline is a book.
Henry Selick.
Coraline is a book.
Coraline, nothing to do with
no. No.
Tim Burton.
But there was just a wave that happened of...
No, it's Henry Selick.
Yeah, Henry Selick. Yeah, yeah, right? Yeah. Who's the director who also did... Polar Express, right?
No way.
Did he direct Polar Express? Because I have a crazy way to loop this right back in.
No way.
No.
Who did Polar
Express? Robert Zemeckis, dude.
Robert Zemeckis. Sorry, I always get those. Yeah, yeah. Who? But really quick, the tie-in was that Polar Express is written by Chris Van Allsburg.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
And there we go.
That's just kind of a tangent. That's like a hop skip.
That's
like
a little hop skip. Yeah, yeah. I really forced that way one in. Sorry, guys.
And that's a full circle moment right there.
Broken up a couple times.
Henry Selick, because I watched this short by Henry Selick called Seepage that I thought was cool. And then I sent it to my friend and she was like, oh, yeah, Henry Selick. Like, he directed Nightmare Before Christmas. And I was like, oh, what the fuck? Like, I always thought it was just Tim Burton.
Right. That's a pretty common... misconception, I think, because his name was all over the branding.
Right.
Yeah.
And he was also
Tim Burton's The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Exactly. But it's not his directing it.
No, it's just like his concept.
Yeah. There's some like weird behind the scenes stuff going on during that time. I listened to a podcast recently about this. Whoa, podcast on a podcast. About the like Tim Burton's just sort of filmography and how like he had a couple moments of like, I gotta put my name on stuff because I need money to fund this other thing or whatever, you know. You got to do that sometimes.
I liked Frank and Weenie, man. I liked the short. Like, I haven't seen the movie, but I actually haven't seen a lot of the Coraline and all that, like the Henry Selick stuff.
I think I got a little too close to my eardrum last night with a Q-tip.
To the sun.
Uh-oh. What? Icarus ear tip.
It just kind of hurts,
Icarus,
man.
Q-tip.
Yo, Icarus Q-tip is a good name for a son.
It just kind of
hurts.
For
a child.
For a child.
Do you Q-tip?
Nah, I've heard it's bad for your ears.
Nah, I don't do that.
You
my
both
ears
don't.
My ears don't have wax in
you
them.
You both dude. Don't do it.
My shit's probably actually stuffed. Like, I probably have an incredible hearing that I'm not aware of.
I don't do it because I feel bad because I'm like, my body's trying to make this stuff and I'm just taking it out all the time.
Mm.
It's for a purpose, you know?
Yeah, but what about like blowing your nose, dude?
Dude, you don't I don't do that either. Shit either.
That's crazy. It just feels so good when you've got some gunk in there and you clean it out. I really think I touched, I think I did something last night. My ear kind of hurts a little bit.
Dude, this is the exact thing Veronica doesn't want to happen on the podcast. Okay, wait. Us get to the point where we're talking about Q-tipping our ears.
Yo.
No, they responded?
Yo, I got a text that says, Jennifer, I bought some lobster and cuttlefish yesterday. Will you be able to join us for dinner? It's like spam feeling, right?
Yeah,
sure.
And I said, of course. Yeah. What time did you get the startled pig? Which is why I opened this up with Moose Sadoon.
Yeah.
And then they said, oh, sorry. I just noticed that I mixed up the numbers. Apologies for my mistake. I hope I didn't bother you. If you happen to be in Los Angeles, you're most welcome to join us for dinner.
Say,
whoa, weird that it's LA.
Yeah, you should say,
say, what's the deal?
Say, oh.
Oh.
No, not a worry.
Not a worry.
I would love to come. May I bring the startled pig? I think you will love it.
So this is a spam text that I you guess. Got. But not spam text. It was like a genuine... It's not spam if they just messed up.
But who knows? Like... They're asking me to join them for dinner. Like,
no, you're asking if you can join them.
No, they said if you happen to be in Los Angeles, you're most welcome to join us for dinner.
Oh, that's that seems sweet. I don't know if I have a character.
So I'm like, I don't know if that seems sweet. That seems scammy to me. Like, why would they be inviting me?
Let's see where this goes.
As a stranger.
It's crazy we've been so maligned by, you know, scam culture that a simple just invitation to dinner becomes something more sinister.
A simple invitation to dinner from a stranger.
From a stranger.
Over text.
Well, it's like the classic story, man.
Icarus Q-tip.
No.
Icarus Q-tip, exactly.
The classic Twitter. The guy.
Right. The guy in the. Yeah. The
guy
mom
who's been going to that. Oh, the Thanksgiving.
Yeah. It is.
That's
like
such
that.
A heartwarming.
Which, by the way, I'm over.
Yeah.
I'm over that.
I mean, I haven't seen that tweet since it was like.
You see it every Thanksgiving.
I haven't.
What do you mean, you're over it? It was like 10 years ago.
That's what I'm saying. I've seen it once.
They post it every Thanksgiving.
I don't know.
Well, it's nice.
Like, they still get together, which is sweet, and that's good to know. But
that's
like,
good for them.
Yeah, but y'all can just get together because that's like every year, Thanksgiving, 10 years ago, when this grandmother accidentally sent a text message to the wrong person, and now they spend every Thanksgiving together.
Yeah, that's true, actually.
Which it is sweet. I don't want to be I'm a Grinch right now. I'm being a total
Scrooge.
For
real, you're a Thanksgiving Grinch.
I'm being a Scrooge right now. I'll let them do their thing, actually. I take all of that back.
It's funny that Christmas is really the only like holiday that has like an evil character.
The Grinch.
And Scrooge.
Yeah.
There's
you know
a lot
like,
of
there's
them.
No Thanksgiving, like, you know, there's no like Valentine's Day goblin, you know?
They said, thank you for being kind and polite. Just curious, who have I reached out to, if I may ask?
Uh-oh.
Should I say someone famous's name?
No, you should say, let's make up a name.
Robert Zemeckis.
Yeah, there you go.
This is, I don't usually give out my full name, but I'll make an exception.
But spell Q-tip. There you go.
Wait, are you spelling it phonetically so it looks like a name?
C-U-T-I-P.
Okay. That's even better.
I really am interested in this.
I mean, they're sweet. Like, maybe they're an old person, but I think this is fake.
Yeah, it's likely a
lobster and cuttlefish. What?
What? What dinner is that? Are they
people eat
Disney
cuttlefish?
Movie?
Sorry, I'm cutting you off so much, dude.
Do people eat cuttlefish?
Yeah.
No, I don't know.
Ooh, that's one that I'm like, I don't know if that's like a
off
limits.
No, they eat it. It's like octopus.
off limits.
Off limits
lobster, but like lobster is there's no lobster on the West Coast, is there?
No, they have to fly that shit in,
right?
But you can get lobster in
anywhere. I know
in Barrie, Ontario.
That's true,
but that's closer to Maine.
Yeah, Well, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, lobster and cuttlefish is a crazy combo on the West Coast.
Like in Florida, if you go to Florida, you're getting lobsters from the ocean in Florida.
That's still like technically East Coast.
California spiny lobster. California spiny lobster.
California spiny lobster.
Whoa. They're native over there?
Yeah.
Okay, word.
I mean, maybe.
Dude, I love...
Lobsters are like ancient, right?
They're pretty old. You mean individually or as a species?
As a species, they've been around for a while, right?
For sure. They're just doing their thing.
They think 372 to 409 million years ago.
Really?
They think. Who's they?
Like people have been saying.
ChatGPT.
People have been saying this. I'm That's on crazy. Googly Eye, dude. I'm on Googly Eye.
Googly Eye.
Yeah, not chat. I use Googly Eye.
Googly Eye. That's good.
Yeah.
Because they just look like it. They look like something you would see...
They look Cretaceous. Yeah. They look deeply prehistoric.
What's Cretaceous, yo? The period?
I don't know if they would have come from that period, but whenever I think of like spiny, like you know, like dinosaurs with like big spikes and stuff.
Yeah.
The word Cretaceous comes into my mind. That was not a scientific application.
Because I mean, they're crustaceans,
but they are crustaceans. Now, is that a similar? Is this a similar
root word? This is etymology podcast.
Are these
now.
Words related?
Cretaceous
period is 145 to 66 million years ago. So they would predate that period.
Okay. But the question now is no longer one of timeline and more of one of etymology. So let's go back to the etymology. Is Cretaceous and crustacean related etymologically? I don't think so.
See, I'm like, but I'm on Googly Eye. Like this needs like deep, deep search. You know,
he's like Google deep research.
Google uses an AI.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's Googly AI.
But they don't know shit. Google AI.
Googly AI.
They don't know shit.
That's a good one. That is a good one, though.
Google AI. But he's Googly saying eye. Googly AI.
Googly AI. Yeah.
They don't know shit, dude.
That's good, man.
If there's any, this is a very ChatGPT heavy episode, as it should be. For three guys sitting on a couch trying to fill up time, but ChatGPT has like these like kind of like projects that you can make now where you can like give custom instructions for like a specific set of conversations.
Yeah.
So for example, I have one that's just etymology, and I've given it like some parameters, like, you know, this is a project for this purpose. So like, let me just load this up. And we'll see if there's any etymological link between crustacean and Cretaceous. While I do that, you guys have to come up with other words that might be. It's the worst podcast on earth. One sec.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Okay, other words that might be related. Let's see. How about, here you go. How about golf?
See, that's, you're trying to trick me now.
Why? Because
there's a lot of etymological myths around golf.
Really?
Oftentimes growing up, you'd hear, well, it means gentlemen only, ladies forbidden.
I've never heard that, dude.
That's the classic.
Growing up, you heard that?
Yeah, that's the classic one that you hear growing up.
I've certainly never heard this before.
Yeah, growing up, you always hear.
Well, okay.
People discuss the meaning of the word golf.
So this is, I talked about it in the last episode, the word smarts thing, right?
Right. Yeah, which I think I added a little disclaimer that people of a podcast people should listen to if they were interested in that.
Did you subscribe to?
No.
Like newsletter thing? Okay, so.
No.
This morning's was on Curiosity Killed the Cat.
Mm.
Which forever.
But there's a fuller context to that, correct?
To Curiosity Killed the Cat?
Yeah, but something made it come back. Perhaps.
Not from what I was reading, but okay. What I always thought was that it was based on Schrodinger's cat. In that whole thing is that the whole theory there is that if you put a cat
in a box
and a bomb in a bomb shelter that you can't hear or see or whatever, with a detonator that has a 50-50 chance of going off, both the cat is both alive and dead
simultaneously before
you open to experience it. And
that type of shit.
I always thought that it was that, like, being curious to open it and look
kills it
and see that the cat is dead is right. now means that the cat is dead. So curiosity killed the cat. Totally not it at all. According to this, it goes, it dates back to like the 1500s and the original phrase was care killed the cat.
Care killed the cat, right.
And then there's some Shakespearean use of it. Da, 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 da. I did not memorize the full thing that I read this morning at 9 a.m. Yep. But
the first recorded in print version of that is Helter Skelter, Hang Sorrow, Carol Kill a Cat.
There you go.
Charles Manson.
Charles Manson in the 1500s.
Who you got pulled up here, Zach?
I pulled up a picture of Felicity Jones because I was thinking Curiosity Jones. And I was thinking Felicity what? Jones.
Dude, I think...
Okay. Very cool, very cool.
She's a beautiful woman, man.
She did a great job in The Brutalist.
And an incredible job.
In The Brutalist. She did.
I haven't seen it.
She was in... Wasn't she in... She was in Rogue One.
She sure was, man.
Dang.
I liked that movie. That was a good Star Wars.
I was going to go back and rewatch that actually recently.
It's a good one, man.
Because people... Yeah. I feel like we're distanced enough now from like that wave of Star Wars stuff that I think I can go back and maybe give it a more objective viewing.
Yeah.
You know?
That's for sure. There's a lot of stuff coming out. Zach and I were watching some trailers the other day. We're really interested in seeing this movie, The Lost Bus, Matthew McConaughey movie.
I wish you could play it on the
thing. I wish we could play the trailer.
Hit me.
It's based on a true story.
It looks really funny. Also, but the thing about the true story thing, as soon as we watch it, we're thinking, is this a true story? And then did we play it for Veronica? And she's like, oh, this is based on a true story. And then we watched the reaction video of the guy and he's like, oh, I think this is based on a true story. Yeah. So everybody's first instinct when they're watching this is like, I believe this is a true story.
Whoa.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, like there's like an instinctive quality to whether or not it's true. Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. We just all think it's based on a true story. But I don't remember this story. It must be based on a true story.
It is.
But you don't need to remember a true story in order for it to be true.
Yes, it's inspired by a true story. That 2018 campfire in Paradise, California. Yeah.
So is this is like sort of like there's a bus and it's in a fire and he's got to save the kids.
Well, basically, he is a bus driver and there's this fire coming. They're trying to evacuate everybody. And it seems like in the trailer, he's dealing with the sort of moral dilemma of there are 28 kids or 23 or I don't know how many that need to be picked up from this school and evacuated. Okay. Are there any empty buses available? And yes, his is available, but he also is worried about going to get his son from his grandmother's house.
Oh,
to get them out of the fire.
Speaking of dilemmas and logical puzzles, such as Schrodinger's cat.
That's right.
Occam's dilemma.
Occam's lost bus.
So then what it seems
bus.
Like is he gets all the kids on the bus and then maybe also attempts to go and get his kid as well. I'm not sure. But we were just laughing at the way that the beginning of the trailer is edited with tons of these like intense shots of Matthew McConaughey in the bus.
Just like Boom City, just like...
Yeah.
And he's just looking like face. Kind of like stressed and looking around. And it's just funny, dude.
He's just in traffic.
Yeah.
He's just in traffic. Yeah. Getting the call to go and get the kids.
That's wild that Matthew.
I will watch it, is the thing.
It's 2 hours and 9 minutes long.
I'll watch
it. It's a little long for what it is.
I'm interested.
Yeah, I feel like I just heard the story.
Yeah.
Like, what is the twist? Yeah. He falls in love with the fire.
It is a little long.
That would be a cool twist.
That'd be kind of nice. Anthropomorphic fire.
My subway take.
Shape of Water sex scene, but fire.
But fire, it's the opposite. Yeah, shape of Water.
Fire. Sorry.
No, I was just going to say, my subway take, if I'm ever asked to go on that show, is that movies should be no longer than 2 hours. I don't know if I've said this before or not.
Mm.
There should be a limit on how long a movie's allowed to be.
Legally.
To be in theaters. If you wanted to go to theaters, it has to be under 2 hours.
But when I was, because I have I'm going to make Batman in a few years. I'm going to make Batman. Yeah. And originally I thought it would be an hour and 28 minutes for that reason. But I think now it'll be like 2 hours and 12.
Ooh.
I don't know how long was the last Batman.
You're the one that we asked the questions to, Zach.
Hold on.
I'm also saying this. Loving
2 hours and 56.
Yeah,
like so. No,
almost three
dude.
Hours. The That's Batman the was 3 hours.
The Brutalist is longer than that.
The Batman was 3 hours.
Yeah, the Batman, and mine's gonna be called Batman.
Oh, nice.
Yeah,
that's good. Pursue that.
All
I am. All I am. I'm making though. It. Whoa, lowercase good. Is an interesting idea, and I'm putting that
all lowercase.
All lowercase. Batman with a period.
Be careful with that. You might just have to give him a writing credit.
Sort of Nevermind style.
It might star Noah Jupe. That's who I'm thinking right now.
Look, I don't actually think that movies should all be under 2 hours. I saw The Brutalist in theaters and I loved it. But sometimes a movie just goes on a little too long.
The first time I ever saw something like that, I think, was watching, not The Blue Lagoon. What's that movie? Where this with the song, like, I'm gonna wash that man right out of my hair.
Oh,
you know, it's like a musical with like two kids on like a South Pacific.
And
I remember seeing South Pacific and it was on two VHS tapes because it was so long. You know, you get those double VHS tape sets, like Titanic was two VHSs. Yeah. And, but in the VHS, it said, and now a moment for intermission. So I would agree with you. If a movie's going to be over 2 hours long, throw an intermission in there.
Well, that movie was only 2 hours and 37 minutes.
Too much for VHS tape to handle, I think. I think Gandhi. Anything over...
Remember Gandhi? That was the first one I ever heard was really long. Was Gandhi.
Ben Kingsley, right?
Ben Kingsley.
Yeah.
I never saw it.
Because I remember everyone talking about The Irishman and everyone was like, oh, yeah. Oh God.
But that was like 3 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was recent.
Yeah,
but that is long. It's 3.5. I never saw it.
Yo, quick number check here. How long is My Dinner with Andre?
It's an hour and 50.
Yeah, that movie fell long as heck.
Last night.
Yo, Wallace Shawn. Minutes. Wallace Shawn is tight.
Have you seen that movie?
He is.
Zach, have you seen that movie?
My Dinner for Andre?
With?
Yeah.
I've seen four, not with. Yeah. No. I'd watch it. I've never seen it. Is it all taking place in a dinner? And is the
dinner one dinner and it's improvised?
Is Wallace Shawn
improvised?
Andre? Oh, it's their names are their names.
It's literally like it's like an There's early two. Improv, like before improv became comedic necessarily. I mean, I know there was like Commedia dell'arte and all that stuff, but like during early days of improv, like Del Close and all these people. Improv was like a lot more serious. It was like an acting exercise.
Mm.
And during that era, there was like a lot of like really cool, like more like dramatic improvised things that were happening. And one of the things that I think was the most interesting is that movie came out of like sort of like a return to that.
Mm.
Wallace Shawn. Yeah. From like Princess Bride. If people don't know who that name is.
And the dinosaur in Toy Story.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
can you
do
an impression of him?
And who is he in The Incredibles?
I don't know. Can you impress
him? Never. No, it's going to go into David Lynch. You know what I mean?
No, there
it's
you go. Like, I hear it.
Like I got to do Princess Bride because that's the only one. But like, never play a game of wits with a Sicilian.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
He's got a little bit of a lisp though, no?
Yeah, exactly. I tried to throw that. He did Sicilian.
It, oh.
This is him in
Oh, he's the boss. That makes sense.
He's the boss.
In what?
He plays Bruce Springsteen in Incredibles.
Yes, the little guy. The guy gets thrown through the...
Yeah.
Finally, we get to talk about The Incredibles on this podcast. Oh, boy.
Finally.
Finally.
The Incredibles was not a part of the napkin meeting.
It was not, but thank you for bringing that up again. Because you know I was
know you were itching to talk about
losing my mind.
You were itching to talk about
Zach,
that.
Zach, do you know about my fervor around early Pixar? Have we talked about this before?
I know about that story.
Yeah. My take is...
It's bullshit.
Is that... It's, yeah, no, no.
Is that what it is?
No, no, no. My take is that anything past Steve Jobs dying isn't real Pixar.
So such as Soul? Soul's good.
Yeah, sorry.
But I understand. What the hell? It's not like one of the classics.
Yo, it is though.
It's good, but it's a Disney production.
But it's
as opposed to those early ones were like intriguing and imaginative and sort of absurd, but they dealt with like such universal topics. They weren't so like hyper specific.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they weren't like
what it's like being this thing, this specific thing, you know? It was more like
what it's like being a fish, what it's like being a car, what it's like being a toy,
what it's like being a robot. Yeah,
what it's like being
a
robot.
But dude, Soul is so good.
Soul is one of the
this is the issue with my sort of theory is that Kyle loves Soul
and Inside Out,
but I also love Soul. I think Inside Out is good, but I don't like the art style.
But I understand, Connery, because I love. But it's just because that's what we grew up on, the classics.
But I don't think so. I think it when I think about it, let me lay this out for a second. So there was the napkin meeting where they had those first four ideas and they were like, this is what we're going to make over the first four things. They were like a broke little company, right? They go to Steve Jobs and they're like, we got this, like these ideas. Steve Jobs is like, I'll bankroll you guys. This looks awesome. This is like in line with the like innovative, creative, imaginative, forward thinking that we do here at Apple. I'll bankroll it. I'll start Pixar for you guys. So he bankrolls these films. Those films are Toy Story, Bug's Life, Monsters Inc., and Finding Nemo.
Yo, he left Pixar. Well, keep going, but I have a rebuttal.
So then he left Pixar because Disney was messing with their shit.
Left Pixar in 2006.
Right.
And then Ratatouille, WALL-E, and Up came out.
Which are all great. Those are still Pixar productions.
But he was involved in those?
Yes. He was still on the board of directors or something like that. Check this out. Number check me on this.
Relook up the napkin meeting movies.
It's like WALL-E.
Because there was a point in time where Disney sort of was like, yo, we're going to take over for a sec. And that was when Cars came out. Which was like a very commercially focused, we're going to sell a billion toys type thing.
Yeah,
and
to sell cars.
To sell cars, exactly. Yeah,
because the automobile industry was
and it revived it.
Yeah. It revived. Yeah, my dad bought a car for that movie.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
We're at the napkin meeting. We just talked about this, but.
Fucking Bug's Life.
Bug's Life.
Monsters, Inc.
Monsters, Inc.
Finding Humo?
Nemo.
WALL-E.
WALL-E
so
was in
Toy
there.
Story, WALL-E.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Because they were already in production on Toy Story or whatever. So, what I'm trying to say is that there was this, you can watch the narrative sort of like waves that happened at Pixar depending on how involved Disney was in the actual production. Because Disney, they originally just signed a distribution deal with Disney.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So Disney was not in it. They were just taking the creative stuff, sending it out. They weren't even in the offices. They moved into the offices, I believe, during the production of Cars. There was like a team that was put in place during that time period. And then if I'm remembering the history correctly, they got ousted because everybody was like, nah, this isn't it. And
Cars
and
even though Cars is awesome.
Cars is good, but it feels more like a good DreamWorks than a it's a good DreamWorks. I think it's a bad Pixar movie. You know what I'm saying? That's what I feel. That's how I feel.
But Cars is awesome.
But then they came back and they did like a crazy little rebuttal, which was Ratatouille, Wall-E, and what was the final one?
Up.
Up, exactly. And then after that, Disney fully took over the company, put all of their artists in, and that's when they started doing the Disney princess stuff. Brave, Frozen, or whatever, you know, like that run of like Twisted, Tangled,
yeah.
Bop It.
But
whatever,
are those Pixar? You know?
But these aren't Pixar. They're Disney Pixar?
They're Disney Pixar.
But they're
Brave
not Pixar.
Is Pixar.
Tangled and all that is
Tangled
Pixar.
Is Pixar. These are all from the production studio Pixar, but yeah, it was fully Disney Productions.
Dude, I don't know.
I don't know either, bro.
That's all I'm saying. That's my take.
Thought. I mean, I think Pixar's. I just think their art style got whack.
Well, because it got Disneyfied.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Starting at Brave, it started to all look the same. Look at
Finding
Brave
Dory,
versus Monster.
I watched Finding Dory on a plane, and that movie moved me.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good one to watch on a plane, honestly.
Yeah. I've been like crying on a plane, man.
Shit.
Sorry, I'm talking.
I forgot
so
to
much.
Do something, Connery.
What's up?
I forgot to say, episode 90.
True. I kind of forgot we were on a podcast.
Guys, if you
remember
already,
to smash that
like
subscribe
button. Bell, hit the subscribe button. If you haven't already, go to Spotify and share it on your story. Comment something nice down below. We've got merchandise link in the bio. And if you want to see the extra special bonus episodes, go to the Patreon link in the bio.
You know what else you forgot to do last episode? This is another little reveal behind the curtain.
We forgot to do poses.
Thumbnail poses. Yep. That's why this last week's thumbnails were
whack.
They were great.
But we've come to the point where it's time to thank our very special people. Connor, you know how this goes. Cue the music. But you have to be in the scene with me.
All right, let's go.
Cue the music. Come play a game, young sir.
Oh, well, if you say so. My mother told me not to trust anyone, but...
But I am to be trusted, for I am the treacherous one.
That is not good branding.
The treacherous one. The friendly treacherous one is what I meant to say.
Oh, that sounds a lot better.
Come,
let me bring my friend.
Come play my game. It only costs 2 tokens.
Two tokens. That's not a lot of money at all. I have it right here in my pocket.
Okay, well, hand it over then and I'll explain the game.
1, 2. Now, before we start this game, though, I do have a request.
Yes?
It has to be not scary and it has to have no evil. My mom doesn't like me playing any evil games.
Well, I think I can arrange for something such as that. But under one condition.
Go on.
If you lose, I get to keep your head.
Whoa. You know what? If the prizes are big and plushy, I will accept thy conditions.
Okay, here is the game. Here is the game. When I count to 3, we are both going to say a number.
Mm-hmm.
The number will be between 1 and 10. If you and I both say the same number, you win. But if you and I do not say the same number, then you lose.
It's a good thing the stakes are so high because this game is incredibly boring.
So, on the count of three, then. One, two, three, seven.
Six, Ben. The numbers were exactly the same.
Wait a second, no. You must play again. In all my years, no one has ever won this game.
Fair is fair. I think that I get a prize.
I have had numbers and numbers of people play this game with me over the years.
What? Who?
Those including of the likes of Sarah Dahlstrom, Finn Bruce, Carlotta Ossenberg, Adrian Dubicki, Hayden Kuhn, Katie Chase, Batsik, Mansur Wisa, Dana Kreisman, Hot Sauce Haley, Sophie Serenkowski, Hivemind Riley, Ali, Andre Sanchez, Mia Babadia, Coco, Willy One of One, Emily Faith, Stinky L, Mackenzie, Maggie Moran, Troy and Haley Kosla, DJ Khaled Sticker Girls, You the Best, Haley Nelson, Meg Walry, Betsy, Bank Ruby Veronica, and Kyle are best friends in real life, ha. Taylor Lanier, Luke Sin, Megan Gooby, Ava Eastberg, Taylor Ridberg, Michael McKitty, Lauren Bauer, Bobby Goods, Kane Queen, Bright Eyed Brunette Bombshell, Peggy Flynn, Andrea and Katie's friend, Mandy and Livy, Charlie McGillrath, Sharon, Annie Hammer, Haley Yo 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 Yo, Daphne, Micah, Hannah Garlington, Maddie Mad Dog, DC, Haley, Charlie Solinsky Jr., Lily Tierra, Hello, and Timothy Steven have all played such a game and never won.
And now we can add one more name to the list.
But you have one, which is the difference.
So it'll be one list. It'll be one name on a new list, and that list will be short.
And what is your name, sir?
My name is Icarus Q-Tip.
And scene.
Nice little callback there. Woo! People will love that.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to episode 90. What the...
What a number.
What the heck? And thank you so much. And we really appreciate it. Thanks for having Connery here filling in the gaps. We got Zach over on my left filling in the gaps of knowledge when we need something googly-eyed. With that, we will see you next time.
Peace.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.